Blackstone Audio presents The Girls with Games of Blood by Alex Bledsoe. To the memory of Laura Nero, 1947 to 1997. Without her, this novel would have no patience. Everybody's got a little light under the sun. Flashlight, Parliament. Chapter 1. Memphis, Tennessee, late summer 1975.
"Shit," the man said as he leaned his chin on his hand. He looked at the girl behind the bar and said doubtfully, "Are you sure you're old enough to be serving alcohol?"
She smiled as she dried a beer mug and placed it on the shelf in line with the others. Her canine teeth protruded ever so slightly over her lower lip.
"Oh, I'm a lot older than I look, I promise."
"Ah, these days everyone looks young to me," he said sadly. He wore his long hair feathered back in the current style, and a wide-lapelled powder-blue jacket. He was about 10 years too old for the look, though, and it seemed more like a costume on him than real clothes. He radiated weary discomfort with his very skin. "I feel positively ancient."
"I know the feeling,"
the girl agreed as she tossed the rag into the sink. In the empty, almost silent bar, the plop echoed off the wood paneling. The girl's shiny metal name tag read Fauvette. Soft, shoulder-length brown hair framed a face unlined and untroubled. Only her eyes convinced the man that she was indeed over the legal age of 21. They had the haunted air of someone who'd seen awful things and would never fully forget them. The man fluttered the front of his paisley-spotted polyester shirt. "This heat's murder, too. I guess a summer drought is normal around here, but you wouldn't think it'd be so humid without actually raining."
"There's the big river right down the road," she pointed out, "and it is the South."
"Yes," he said dourly, "the cradle of soul and rock and roll. And if my luck is any indication, also their grave."
"So what do you do for a living that's got you so morbid this afternoon?" she said.
"I'm in the record business. I travel the country to find new talent, then signed them to contracts that sucked the life right out of them. Can you believe that?"
"You don't sound like you enjoy it very much."
"That's because I never find what I'm looking for. The song, the face, the voice."
"Always a new one, eh?"
"Oh, no. I found it once, 8 years ago, out in California. Heard the song, saw the face, felt the voice. But I let it slip away." He paused for a sip of his drink. "I know people always dump on bartenders, sweetheart, but..."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?